Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting up or growing, or you're trying to get rid of your business. You know, that's something we all have to think about. One way or the other, we're going to leave our business, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go out head first or feet first, one way or the other. So we're all on a journey. We're all on a time continuum from startup to divestiture. And so where are you? What do you need? We've done everything we can for the last 15 years to provide something to read or listen to and make it available there for free on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Treasurer. We're talking about leadership, of course. If Bill's here, of course we're talking about leadership. His new book, which is coming out soon, Leaders Open Doors. It's all about the right attitude that leaders should have. Right, Bill?
It's so much about that. It's also about this idea of opportunity. You know, a lot of leaders are critical thinkers, problem-focused thinkers. Mm-hmm. But the ones that you suggest, this sort of effortless idea about leadership, are really opportunity thinkers. In fact, that word opportunity, you hear it a lot from the entrepreneurs that you speak to, a lot of the small business owners. That idea of opportunity is really what causes the eyes to dilate in a mm-hmm. leader.
So you said something just now that's interesting to me. So many leaders think that their quest is to solve problems. The quest is the project. It's the finishing of this assignment, that kind of thing. And do we look at that the wrong way? Do we look at the object, which can't do anything on its own? It has to have people to nurture it, right? Do we focus on the object too much and not enough on the people who are going to make it happen?
I think that what happens is that leaders they pride themselves on being problem solvers, but when you're in that sort of problem focus versus opportunity focus, you're too much focused on mitigating, minimizing, and controlling mm-hmm. risk, and you're focused on the problem at hand that is versus the conditions that you want to create.
And when you focus like that, people become pawns, mm-hmm. don't they? I mean that is the natural progression of thought and yes. behavior, is to think of people as people you can move around, because if the person's not getting the job done, then we need to get the job done, so let's move them out and move somebody else in. If we think about it like that, then you're leading a project, you're not leading people, right?
I think so. And I talk about that a bit in the book, this idea of leaders thinking of people as a resource, this idea that they're not people anymore. They're just sort of cogs in a wheel, and I'm just going to be the orchestra. I'm the machinist who's going to move them at different places within the conveyor belt. And that's unfortunate, because the people are everything. They're the ones that are going to make you successful as a leader.
This is what bugs me about a lot of big companies. Big companies do this all the time, is they focus on the object, and the people are kind of just their resources.
Right.
And you've seen this yourself many times.
I see it all the time.
And big companies are the worst at this, because the people who are ultimately driving the big object don't even know what the people down there in the cogs and the wheels, they don't even know what they look like. They don't even know their names.
Right. And they would be so well served. I mean, that's the simple piece, right? It's like, get closer to your people. Instead of pushing your nose up in the butt of your boss, it's to really get right. to know the people that are working for you at mm-hmm. depth and understand their career aspirations and where they want to go. And then you start tapping into what they're passionate about and directing them towards their passions mm-hmm. in ways that serve the company and your goals. And now you've hit a sweet spot.
Well, see, this is the thing that this is where I am in my definition of capitalism. Capitalism is not just a method of creating wealth. Capitalism is a way of creating wealth that you can enjoy, where you can find happiness, where you can create joy and wealth at the same time. To me, that's what capitalism can do. And when we lose the part about happiness, that, and when I say happiness, I don't just mean happy because I got money. I mean happy because I got relationships and because I know people and I've accomplished something. That's what capitalism can do. And when we lose that, I think we move off into some other ism.
Just like you, Jim, I love business. I love business. Yeah. I'm not intimidated by it. You know, I used to be when I started out my career, but now I just see it as a place where, you know, you meet challenges, where you rise to the occasion, where you dig deep and find new skills you didn't know you had. This can be a really exciting, fulfilling career if you're pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, if you're the leader, if you're the alpha manager of your small business, if you're the owner, if you're the CEO, and this is one of the things I want to talk about in the next segment, Bill, is the CEO part of this. Mm. If you're that person, you know, you're going to get a lot more out of your career, your time in that position, if the people around you are fulfilled and they're doing your work, they're working on your business,
right.
They're giving you the time out of their life, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're investing their time, even though you're paying for them. That it's their only day they get today, right?
Right.
And that's I think we should recognize that. And I'm glad to know that you're chronicling this in the new book, Leaders Open Doors. Jim, when's it coming out, Bill?
It's coming out in late March. It's really deep into the publication process. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to seeing it. Tintail, right back with Bill Treasurer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.